Is your car insurance smoking that 49ers pack and is high as hell? Well, worry no more. Granted Insurance Services is here to help level you and your pockets out. We comb through your to find the savings your pockets are craving that will leave you feeling amazing about the decision to give us a try. Granted Insurance Services, 537 Clemson Road, Suite B, Columbia, South Carolina, 29229, 803-881-8774. Or you can fill out a quote form at insurancegranted.com. With faith and stability
and total tranquility,
I'm building off your energy.
You listen to the inner me.
You're my peace, not my enemy.
My lover and my friend indeed.
Together we will grow the seed growing for orgasmic energy.
Well, we are back.
Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Orgasmic Vibes. I am Grant Michaels.
And I'm Queen Shay.
Y'all like the studio. Y'all like the setup. Y'all see us in the background. Little setup
for y'all.
Yeah. Little something. A little razzle dazzle. Ain't nothing too crazy.
Changing it up, man.
It's 2024, so we're trying to do this thing the right way.
Right.
Make sure we utilizing everything our money has paid for. But welcome to the episode.
Yes, this is an interesting episode.
Yes.
Jam-packed with some good stuff. We are talking about our plans. You're going to see some of these plans were things we thought were going to happen. Others were trying to make happen. It's going to be a little whirlwind. So I'm going to start out with a little story.
I'm going to apologize first because we definitely should have had this episode first week, second week of January. Because that's when our year starts, obviously, and that's when we set all new plans in motion for the upcoming year. So this is a goal plan, productive year type of thing to let you know how we stay focused and on track. And because if you don't have a roadmap or a target you're aiming for, you ain't gonna hit your goals. You're gonna fall short. So,
and with these plans, you know, we both turned 40 in the past couple months. For me, I just turned 40. What's today? 16, 17, less than a week ago.
Your 40-ness is like 6 days old,
right? So, you know, everybody's like, what you doing for your 40th birthday? I'm like, I had a party last year. You know, this is my year of goals. So for my 40th birthday, I literally have a long list of goals that I plan to obtain before my 41st birthday. So last year, a little backstory, we talked about if we wanted to have another kid. On and off conversation, more so him than me. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't think that's a good idea. You know, we made it past that. We got a 2-year-old, somewhat independent, sleeping, all that good jazz. So we let it go. We decided, no.
Using weed loosely. As you were.
So, you know, the year kick off, and then maybe like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, dude, I think I'm pregnant, man. He thought I was playing. I'm like, I'm not playing. I feel so bad. Y'all, I was so sick.
I can't believe she's bringing this to the podcast.
Yes, I'm bringing it to the podcast, you know. They want to know what's going on. We talking about the plans. We talking about the plans we thought we wanted. Then we talking about the plans that just kind of snuck up on us. So I'm kind of stressing about it. Go ahead. You want to jump in and say something?
Mama J, she told me not to tell you. That's why I ain't tell you. So
whatever. This is nothing to tell people why you don't know what's going on.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, I'm not, you know,
she's
happy about that. But I just say that to say you can make plans and sometimes life's still going to happen. So that's how I thought this year was about to jump off. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm about to be the old mama. Picking up the little kid from school. But, that, you know, year don't always start off how you want to. And it would have been cool, you know, if it would happen, it would have happened. But that was our little story before we jump into these plans. Just being a little more transparent with y'all this year since, you know, people say we don't share everything.
I done stopped picking out names.
Oh, yeah. He was doing the most, y'all.
All of that.
I done had
a little name for my little man. It was going to be a boy. His name was going to be Johan. Yeah.
I would say baby that doesn't exist, a boy.
Because.
But anyway.
When you was pregnant with Journey, I had the cravings. When you was pregnant with Roman and Jackson, I was just cool. So I was like, oh, this a boy.
I'm safe. I'm gonna mark myself safe for now.
Mark yourself safe.
Yes, I'm gonna mark myself safe. Which, you know, we should add another goal to your list because, you know, this is gonna be another episode. But I really feel like your boy should just get a vasectomy. Like, I just feel like that's...
Oh, I'm with that. I ain't even tripping.
No, he not, y'all. We've been talking about this for years.
I am with it. I'm with it. My homeboy had a vasectomy, and he was... Matter of fact, I got two homeboys that had a vasectomy. And the stereotypes that circles around it is just foolishness. It's not what you think. I'm actually cool with it. I'm actually cool with it. At this age of 40, you got to think about it. We have another one now. We'll be 50 with a 10-year-old. Could you be 50 with Jackson right now? Imagine being 50. With a little Jackson, as inquisitive as he is. Because the next one's going to be even more inquisitive.
The 40-year-old cool me struggling with now, Jason.
I'm cool with it. I'm with it. It is what it is. But yeah.
But that's our little story time. We're going to hit y'all with some stories this year before we jump in. But we want to talk about our plans and more about the businesses that we have. I'll let you kind of lead with...
Absolutely. So
how you structure your goals and how you...
Man, so I have... I'm very goal-oriented. Even very much so. Like, by Christmas, my goals for the upcoming year are not only written, but they're printed. Mm-hmm. I even instilled that in my son. My son got to write his 10 goals, at least 10, for the upcoming year, and she as well. You got to have a roadmap. You got to know where you're going. You can't just start the year like, ooh, I'm going to get in shape, and then you don't have a plan to do so. Like, ooh, I'm going to make more money. Okay, what's your plan to do so? Ooh, I'm going to get promoted on the job. What's your plan to do so? Everything starts with a plan. Everything starts with a roadmap. You know what I'm saying? There's not a building or a structure that has been erected by man that did not start with a blueprint. Point blank, period.
Correct.
So with that being said, first and foremost, we have personal goals. We have business goals. And my business goals rally around, I'm a business owner. Owned an insurance brokerage. She also owns a planning business. Shout out to Plans on Us.
Plans on Us.
This podcast. And then there's a new adventure that we have been introduced to that we're going to definitely try our best to explore. But every area that we want some improvement or every area that we want movement in, we have specific goals for such. Mm-hmm. I have... 30 or 40. I think I have 30 goals this year. I have 10 for business, 10 for family, 10 for personal. Mm-hmm. And that's how I stay on track. You know, people always, you know, will be like, oh, y'all travel so much. When you work? First off, the trips are planned much in advance. And the work is to offset the money spent. So it's a revolving door in that regard. Like, work hard so you can play hard. Work harder so you can play harder. And then work your hardest so you can play your hardest, so to speak. But that's where we are with it. And we try to make sure, and for me, I print out my goals. And the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is open the blinds, let the sun in out. You got to let some life in there. Mm-hmm. My goals are taped to my window. It's the first thing I see when I wake up. I might not read all 10, but at least I'm going to see one each day. And it gives you a roadmap. It gives you something to strive towards. You want to grow your business? Okay, that's very obtainable. Sit down, formulate a plan, come up with your A, B, C, and D. I do mine in outline form, you know, where it's, this is the plan. Okay, the next thing is the sub plan to make said plan work. And then you got the steps to make the sub plan work that supports the plan. I just like to write mine down. That's what I was taught to do. That's what teachers showed us to do for book reports and all that foolishness. Why can't I apply this to my life so we can make some money and enjoy this thing we call life? And it had trickled down to her. She's right. Naturally a planner. She's naturally an organizer. So for me, who was way more loose when I was single and whatnot, I put my ambition along with her organization and came up with this process. And
the last seven years
have been amazing from doing it. The last 7 years of life have been amazing.
And mine are more digital. All mine are on my phone. This year I have 32 total, so 16 business, 16 personal, family, home. And we're mid-February. I've already accomplished 2 of the 32, so 30 plus to go because I'm sure if I finish them too soon, I'm going to add more.
Sidebar real quick. That is the greatest booster when you have a list and you can see things that you're checking things out way before time. That just gives you all kind of momentum to go to the next things on your list.
At least and you know it's possible. So, and you know you can do it. Yeah. And my list definitely get longer each year. I didn't have as many last year. But this year I'm like, you know, I'm trying to max out. Like, I'm trying to push myself. Like, it's definitely like some things that in the back of my brain that are hard. But you hear people like Steve Harvey say, like, if you can envision in your head, if you can come up with the idea, then it's attainable. So I'm looking at my list like, okay, cool. I need to pick it up a little bit. But everything on here is attainable. And that's growth. That's the growth between the years of the goals. Like, your goals should get scarier, get harder.
If your goals don't scare you, they ain't big enough. Point blank, period. Anybody can achieve some simple something. If your goals don't scare you or give you some slight form of anxiety, they ain't big enough. You need to step your game up.
And just the growth. And like he said, having a plan. Me being in the business that I have now, you know, my normal day-to-day job, I'm a software consultant. So by nature, people come to me and it makes sense, because I used to always ask him, what's my purpose in life? I feel like people know and I don't know mine. But then it became clear, like, my purpose is always in some capacity to help people. So I'm just able to do that. And people know, like, even if I don't know what you need, I know how to find it. Because that's just where my strength is. So, you know, my 9-to-5, I'm software consultant. But also, I have my own business, Plans on Us. Plans on Us is also consulting. From regular organizations, nonprofits, personal birthday parties, galas, you name it. And one of my goals last year was to figure out how to expand my business without forcing me to be anywhere. Because with events, it does take up time. I do have to be present. So I added a more digital aspect to that with website management. So that's one of my big pieces this year, is to grow that and get more clients. And basically what that is, you may have a website or maybe you need one built, and me advising you and helping you to market yourself. So not only do I want us to grow, one of my goals is to work to help other people grow.
And just to piggyback off something you just said, there's, in the last 10 years, finding your purpose has been a conversation that all entrepreneurs, all business people, they talk about. And it's not easy to identify what your purpose is. Mm-hmm. You know, we're taught, and don't get me wrong, I'm not bashing the traditional system of things, but we're taught, graduate high school, go to college and major in something, and that's what you do for the duration of your life. You know, I don't know about y'all, but I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do at 18. I mean, I was in college. I didn't know what to major in. I love sports, so I essentially majored in that. I said that to say this. What you're doing at 21 may not necessarily, or what you want to do at 21 may not necessarily be your passion. We have lots of people who are in fields. They have degrees, and they're working, and they're fulfilled, but they're not fulfilled, and they don't know why. In my opinion, don't search for your passion or purpose. In my opinion, do what makes you feel good. That's in a very positive light. If it happens to keep that part's key, in a positive light. If it helps humanity and gives you a clear path to something, then by all means, clearly then it makes sense. But if not, you ain't got to find your purpose. Some people, Colonel Sanders, the creator of KFC, he ain't find his purpose until he was in his 60s. You know, there's countless stories of folk who don't find their purpose until the latter parts of their life, and then their legacy is still here today. So I said all that to say this. Even if you don't know what you want to do or whatnot, man, formulate somewhat of a plan. Like, all right, you know you want to work from home. Okay. Do some research. Find out what jobs allow you to work from home that you like. Then find out what you thrive in. Okay, you want more time with your kids or more free time. Do your research. Discover what will allow you to do so. We in the internet age, man. Like, everything we want is in the palm of our hands. You want to know information, you can Google it and find it out. It's all up to you then to interpret it, what you want to do with it. Like, we were all taught knowledge. What was it? Knowledge is power. Yeah, that ain't necessarily true. The application of knowledge is power, in my opinion. What's the point of you knowing something and you think it is going to be beneficial to you? No, you got to apply that.
Right.
The application of knowledge is power. So if we know all these successful people that we know, they got lists and they got daily goals and affirmations that they go about, we'd be stupid or we'd be fools to have goals and want to do things and not emulate some of these practices and habits that have allotted them the life they want. You know what I'm saying? So
And not just the application of power, but the application of skill. So like he said, he didn't necessarily know what he wanted to do. Same for myself. So I didn't know. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to major in business. I know I want to do something in that field. So your journey may have taken you in different walks of life, but there should be something that you can take from each of those different stages and say, okay, when I work here, I was great at doing this. Mm-hmm. When I work here, I was great at doing this. Mm-hmm. When you finally find your passion, you should make sure that you max out on those skills and those areas that you're great at. That's for me. By nature, I'm natural. I'm going to organize everything, even mm-hmm. if I don't mean to. Like, I'm going to be somewhere, and I'm, like, organizing. I'm in the grocery store. When I'm putting stuff back, I'm like, why didn't it straighten? Why didn't it organize? You know, it's just certain things mm-hmm. I know I can do. So I use that skill in every mm-hmm. part of my life, like being a wife, being a mother, being a business owner, in my day-to-day work, being a friend, like, just for myself. If I'm not going to do nothing else, I'm organized in my sleep. That's why I hate to even wake up to go to the restroom, because my brain will start trying to think of something else yeah. to like put together. Like, it's a gift and a curse type situation. But you got to know where your skills lie. And sometimes knowing that, somebody else, such as myself, you can reach out to Plans On Us, theplansonus.com. I can give you guidance, or someone else can give you guidance, because sometimes it's more obvious. Like me, for my business, he brought that to the light. Because people would call me like, hey, can you help me shop for such and such and do this? Can you help me plan this? And because I did it so natural, I just thought I was being a good friend. Like, I just thought I was helping people. He was like, why don't you just do that? So sometimes, you know, you have to ask someone else, because they can see the greatness in you if you can't, and what you can do. So maybe just reach out and say, hey, what do you think I would be good at doing? Or what do you think, you know, where do you think my strong suits live? And that can help you as well. But you should be learning and taking something from every different stage of your life, and then just continuing to develop those skills.
Now let's make it practical for the people. So basically what we're saying, and we're going to give you how we, well, I'm going to give you how I do it. She does it a little differently, so to speak. I've already, let's start in September. I've already written my goals in this past December or November for 2023. Let's just say it's September 2023. Those goals have already been written, right? I'm trying to accomplish A, B, C, D, E, D, what have you. Once I've accomplished those goals set up the next set of goals. This is a staircase of progression. I know I'm trying to reach up here, but I'm right here. So I need these set of goals that'll get me here, so I can accomplish these set of goals, which will get me here, and so on and so forth. Like, I own an insurance brokerage. I didn't just wake up this year and say I want to own an insurance brokerage. This thought was spawned in 2020, and I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Paraphrasing horribly, but basically God says, write down your vision, give it to me, and in due season it'll be returned to you. Took that to heart. We wrote down 100 things that we wanted. Am I lying?
Nope.
We wrote down 100 things that we wanted to manifest in our lifetime, together or individually. The very first thing I wrote down was biological father of two. And then I put in parentheses daughter. Y'all know about Lil Journey, Lil Turn Up, Lil Tornado. She's here. Also on that list, have my own business. Also on that list, several other things.
Even this podcast.
We wrote down a podcast on there.
And we had no idea, like, what lane. It's just that was becoming the thing then. And we were like, we want to do that. And just kind of left it. And then it just came, right?
Got to put it in the atmosphere. Plans On Us essentially was a business she wanted to do. Mm-hmm. We always say we want to do businesses together. Saying it and applying it to two different things. You know what I'm saying? It's simple to say it. But what people don't realize is it's even more simple just to write it down and just simply apply it. All right, boom, I want to start a business. First, I need a great name. Okay, boom. What's something catchy, something that rolls off the tongue? That's the first step. Boom, got that? Now let me go online and verify that that's not actually copyrighted already. It's not copywritten. Let me apply for the copyright.
What's the business one? License?
Apply for the business license. Go ahead and apply for that name and then get it patented. And then there's several steps to owning a business. And some people think, oh, I got to go buy this building. Oh, I got to go do this. Yeah, you do. But that's like step 15 and 16.
And it may not be a step for you at all, depending on what you want to do. But don't be deterred by, right, oh, it's 50 steps. I don't want to do 50 steps. Yeah. Nobody telling you to do 50 steps in a day. Right. Like, it's a process. It's a
process.
And once you do it once, let's say you have a vision for three businesses. Once you go through it one time, that second time, that third time, that fourth, that fifth, that sixth time, it's a no-brainer. And you're going to learn that, like, okay, last time, I remember when I missed this and I got this fine, or I forgot this thing and da-da-da. It's all supposed to help you. That's part of the growth of it. And that's just part of the journey, like, to look back and be like, man, you remember when we were struggling trying to get that first one, and look at us now doing this. So, like, it's just a part of it, and don't be deterred. Like, it's still early into the year.
Right.
You know, we still in the first quarter of the year. Like, you got to move like a business. Like, if you think about your job, I know at least my job, they make us set goals. Somebody's checking in, but you have to check in with yourself or have an accountability partner. And what do they always say? You need to be around like-minded people. Like, the people you're around, your goal shouldn't be, oh, we just going to all these parties all year. No, like, you got to be around somebody like, hey,
we make money?
How can we get into investments? And sometimes all your goals, I've had years where my goals was just learning. It wasn't me doing anything, but that was necessary. It could be your year is, I'm going to get certified and learn this. I'm going to do this. And then next year, like he said, you can say, okay, now that I understand, now that I'm certified and I feel confident, this is what I want to do next year. So it's real not talk. Always just getting a business. And entrepreneurship is not for everybody in that capacity, and that's fine. So you need to know that that's okay too, because that doesn't mean that's your goal. Your goal could be to move up at your company and be better. And again, so maybe you need a year of, what do I need to learn? So what does the person in the position I want to be in? Let me find out if I can mentor this person. That's a goal. Mentor them. Let me watch 3 people somewhere else. What did they do? Let me learn about that person. Let me follow it. Because why are you trying to recreate something that's already there? It's all about getting the information. So don't think your goals need to be to own a business. Like, it should just be growth and progression.
So with that being said, I think I touched on it. I ain't finished my thought. It came to me while you was talking. So I said September is because that's the beginning of the fourth quarter of the year. So 3/4 of the year have already gone. So hopefully you're 3/4 or more through your goals. All right, now we're cruising to the end of the year. But while we're cruising, what do you want to accomplish the next year? What do you want to do? What's on your heart? What's heavy on your mind? All right, go ahead and write it down, formulate a plan, and then execute it. I always wanted to work from home. Well, not always, but I don't always want to have to run to someone's business to get paid. You know what I'm saying? I wanted some kind of working from home. And that was one of my goals. This just happened yesterday. It was one of the dopest experiences I've ever had. My son was out of school. We eating breakfast and whatnot. And it's like, well, 9:30, 10 o'clock somewhere in there. He's like, Dad, you going to work today? I'm like, I am working. We sitting in the kitchen table. He's like, I am. I was like, I am working. He's like, oh, no, are you going to your office? I might. I'm just on my computer going through emails. A call comes in. He finishes his French toast. He goes upstairs. I call him back downstairs after I get off my call. I was like, you just asked me if I was working. I told you I am working. And he was, okay. I was like, I just made some money. He was like, I said, I'm sitting here. You're eating French toast. I mean, I think I had a waffle. We didn't have to say anything. I'm like, we're eating breakfast. He asked me, was I going to work? I said, I am at work, and I just made some money. I just got off the call. I just made a sale. He's like, okay. I was like, you don't understand that, but it'll hit you later. Like, there's nothing wrong with getting up and going to someone's job to support your family. There's nothing wrong with getting up and driving to wherever you want. But I was in my PJs, you know what I'm saying, eating French toast and waffles and turkey sausage with my little man, just made money. And I was able to explain that to him, how a decision and a plan I made allowed me to sit on this couch or sit at this table and make money. What's your goals? Like, what's your end game? What's your out game? You know what I'm saying? Sit down and formulate a plan and then execute. You know, I've said it before, and I don't mean no disrespect, but like, if you want a salary or if you work for somebody, like, you're underpaid. We out here trying to live life. That's why we have so many different avenues of how the money comes in. Like, I'm trying to make money while I'm sitting here talking to y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make money while I sleep. I make money every day, essentially. With the profession we in. And where did that come from? That came from years of planning. That came from executing what we wanted to do. And with that being said, I think this is a great time to segue into the launch or the introduction of a new business venture that we have just started. Like we said, we always have plans, mm-hmm. and finding another stream of income or finding another method to be paid was always on our frontal lobe. And it's an annual goal that we have, mm-hmm. that carries over from year to year to year. And if you want to, what do you, and this is another little nugget as far as finding your business or passion or whatever. What are you passionate about? What is something that you do well or something that people are always coming to you to talk about?
Or complimenting you on that you do
like
so
if you
easy.
Dress, like if you dress exceptionally well, mm-hmm. you may be a stylist and don't even realize and you can help people pick out clothes. Let's say if you're great at editing, there's people who need videos edited, music mm-hmm. edited, shows edited, things like that behind the camera. We travel. We travel a lot. And partially is because, I'm going to let the cat out the bag with this one. The company I used to work for overcharges people for insurance. And then, so the people who make the sales, they get sent on big elaborate trips. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just throw that out there. I ain't going to tell you which one of the three companies I work for, but that did
it. We still travel a lot when I
Yeah, we was. I was always a traveler, but the bulk of the traveling over the previous 5 years have been because I would win trips. But we've traveled without that. We always travel now. But I say that to say this. People always talking to us about trips. I'm an insurance agent. I want to be Grant Michaels, the agent, known to people. So let's embark on everything that an agent entails. We're about to jump into the travel agent space.
Or we have. We're
excuse
not about
me.
To.
Excuse me. We have jumped into the travel agent space.
And then on my end, like I said, with Plans On Us.
That's where we're going with it. Plans On Us Travel.
Of events. And it's like there were different signs. One, on my goal list, number 15 for the business says tap into a new business venture. Sometimes you just put stuff out there and it'll come to you.
You got to put it in the atmosphere. Yes.
So with my events, you know, I've had two people this year tell me they need two part events. One, they wanted me to plan the party, but then they were like, I need a part two that's going to be a trip. Can you do that part for me too? And I was like, man, you know, we got somebody that do ours. And I kept saying, I said, eventually, I told one of my clients, I said, eventually, I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to do that this year. And then we got approached, you know, to come into the travel realm. And it just made sense. Light bulb went off. One, that knocks off another goal. That's our new business venture. Two, we already travel, so it makes sense to, you know, travel at a better rate for ourselves because that's something we're going to do. And three, I've already been asked by the people who already trust me, like, hey, sometimes I don't want a party per se. I want you to travel. I mean, I want you to help me with the travel. And once you get me where I'm going, I don't want to figure out where to eat. I don't want to figure out what is there to do. People call me for that stuff all the time, so it just made sense. So, you know, that's our new business venture for this year. We're excited about that, already utilizing that. And if you just put it out there, it will come to you. I promise you it will come to you, and you'll be like, ugh, I literally was just thinking about it, and it will just happen. Things mm-hmm. will align. So, you know, open your mind to the possibility and figure out what do you want to do. Like he said, like, you know, and maybe you do have a 9-to-5. I still have a 9-to-5, but I know at some point I'm not going to do that. So if you're listening and you don't know what to do, I'll tell you this. Learn about investing. Because guess what? If you learn about investments and you can really jump into that and those investments start hitting, that doesn't require you to get an office space. That doesn't require you to quit your job, but you can set yourself up, but you got to be patient. You can set yourself up to say, okay, I am going to stay on this job, and I'm going to stay on this job for 4 years. In 4 years, my investments would have gotten me here to be able to do B if this is A. So, you know, again, you know, open yourself up, open your brain up, try to maximize your talents and use what you already know to your advantage.
I'm going to piggyback off that, and we're going to be wrapping up here soon. When I think of invest, because every great venture starts with some form of investment. It's not always monetary. It's not always right. money. Everyone don't have, you know, disposable income to dump into the stock market, you know, $5,000 here, $15,000-$20,000 here, or $25,000, whatever. But you have time. You have energy. That is the biggest commodity of humanity, but most people don't utilize. They assume it's time. Money or whatnot. Your time and your energy. If you spend 3 months, that's just 90 days. If you spend 3 months learning something, you can master it and utilize it to your benefit. If you spend 3 months applying your energy and time to something, imagine what you can do. All right, cool. You want to strive for, let's say you want to, I mean, $100,000 is what it used to be. Let's say if you want to make $100,000. Okay, formulate a plan to do so and then put your time and energy into doing that. If you want to make, if you want to save $100,000, because that's what it used to be. We used to want to make $100,000. I mean, that's been established. Now it's, I want to save $100,000. You know what I'm saying? I want $100,000 liquid. If you don't know what that means, email me. We can talk about that. So with that being said, what's your plan to do so? You mm-hmm. have the time. You have the energy. As long as you're inhaling, exhaling, you can do this. But how are you going to do it? Formulate a plan. Go read some books. Do some research on the internet. Go talk to somebody in that space. You know what I'm saying? You want to be a
real... look on TikTok.
Nah, don't do that.
No. Do that. If that's your lane, it's so much information.
But it's a lot of misinformation on there too, though.
Yes, but it's enough to spark your interest. I'm not saying get everything from like, there.
On TikTok.
It's enough. No, for real. You got to know what to search for. You got to know what to look for of your interest. You can find little things that will say, did you know there's people that do X, Y, Z? And you be like, that's a job? Yes, that's a job. So just keep your mind open to the possibility of what there. I'm not saying use TikTok in that sense, but don't be oblivious to it's some real information that's being put out on social media platforms.
You're right.
And everything is not a scam. Yes, you have to be careful.
That's real.
But everything is not a scam. It's really people out there trying to pass the information. So when you see stuff, you owe yourself at least if it sparked your interest, what's 5 minutes? You spend 3 hours watching these shows, these series, you invested in that. You can be on your phone and do that. Like, because there's some good stuff on there. Like, I'm just saying. Because that's the era we in.
For example, I will say this, and we'll close on this note here. Let's say you love sex. I mean, love sex, like nympho type stuff. You want to get paid for it, but you don't want to be in the porn business. Did you know that lifestyle hires people to try out new versions of condoms? That sounds like a career right there.
Paying somebody to do it.
They pay somebody to put on condoms and have sex for the duration. Like fast sex, they want to get the friction, all that type of stuff. They pay people to do that.
Because they need to know if it works, what's the feature. So like I said, some stuff seems weird, but everything is not a scam.
Real talk.
They literally hire people. That's a tester. That's called being a tester.
It's all type of stuff out here. There's many ways to do things, but like don't get caught up in the stereotypical things like we both from small towns, and then we was making jokes the other day, but if you present an idea in a quote-unquote small town that has never been presented, of course you're going to be, why would you want to do that? Of course you're going to get those type of reactions. But I live by quotes. I live by a whole lot of quotes that I've learned from better people than myself. And one of the quotes that I live by, I think it was Steve Harvey that said, was it Steve Harvey? Maybe Steve Harvey. And he was basically like, stop telling your big ideas to small-minded people.
Oh, yeah.
Stop telling your big ideas to small-minded people. If you tell somebody a great idea that's on your heart and they automatically got, and they're not extremely ecstatic or positive about it, and the person you need to be talking to. But we dropped a lot of nuggets in this, and that's what we do. If you want guidance or questions or have anything, please email us at orgasmicvibes@gmail.com. Reach out to us on social media. If you just want to know how to get your business started, we're not consultants, so we don't charge you for that. If you just got simple questions you want to talk, man, reach out to us.
Right.
Like, we got businesses off the ground. We ain't nobody special. We ain't doing nothing crazy. You know, we just formulate plans and execute, and we got
and
the support system to do it.
And we're figuring out and learning it along the way, and just be open to asking for help, because we definitely reach out to people who are in these lanes, like, hey, how did you do this? Or, you know, what tips could you share? Like, stop being scared. Like, don't be scared. It's no point. And either somebody going to tell you yes or no, that's always going to be.
Yes on that, no. She talking about being scared. Man, there's no such thing as fear. The fear that you feel is not real. If your plan A don't work, then your plan B should be another way to make your plan A work. So I'm going to just leave y'all with that one. But takeaways from today, formulate a plan, man. Write it down. Execute. It's going to take time and energy. Those are the two things that you do have to invest towards your goal.
And if the plan don't go like he said that way, then roll with the next plan. It may deviate. Just that's still a plan. It's just not the original plan.
And then takeaway two, plans on us travel. We can help you book concert tickets, hotel rooms, Airbnbs, resorts, plane tickets. We can even go as far as like dinner plans and things of that nature. Man, when we went to Vegas, you heard it on one of the previous episodes. I should have brought it, but man, they had happy birthday Grant Michaels, happy 40th birthday on our menu. They printed it out. How did they know that? Because the due diligence and work we put in prior to with the reservation. Reach out to us, man. It's easy, just ask him. There's so many little things. And fellas, if you're trying to woo your old lady, man, reach out to us, man. That's how Plans On Us started. It started out with...
I was a personal shopper for men. Specifically men for Valentine's Day. And, I mean, they knew, like, okay, here's how much I want to spend. It was Christmas birthdays. And Valentine's.
You come up with a budget.
I don't know what to do. Here's what she likes.
Real talk. That's how it started. Right. That's it started from making plans like that. Right. And this is the last thing I'm going to say for Ali. With that, this was funny. One guy had never did anything for his old lady like that. He never did nothing like that for his old lady. So he reached out to her, utilized her services. Because he never did something like that, as soon as this woman got the gift, she said, well, what B-word help you with this? Because I know you ain't came up with this by yourself.
It went so bad, so fast.
She just knew something was up. You know what I'm saying?
We had to end up telling her.
Had to tell her the whole scoop. Show her the book, all of that. Because
she
just
was like, you would never do this at this level. Like, who did this? Like, this to somebody with some thought. I didn't expect that happening. Either way, so it all worked
successful.
Out. It worked out.
Plans On Us Travel. Grant Michaels. Queen Shay signing out.
Signing out.